decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the Aaron Studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian Podcast Community. Head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the other great curated podcasts that are over there. If you're looking for good, wholesome Christian podcasts to listen to, that's the place to find it. And you can also find me there. Good to have you with us this morning. It's Friday the 15th. I get to drive the football team tonight. And hence I'm already wearing my Superior Bobcat football gear and ready to go drive the bus. Looking forward to that. It's been a couple weeks since I've had a bus trip, so that'll be fun. Excuse me while I wet my whistle. Well, a few days ago, I mentioned the rape of a ninth grade girl in the Loudoun County, in a high school locker room in Loudoun County school system. Ninth grade girl, that's 13, 14 years old. This is a very young girl. Shouldn't have to deal with anything like this. Well, the school board, as we know, the Loudoun County school system has tried to cover it up. They denied it happened. And now we have learned that the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department has confirmed that they are investigating a sexual assault, or that they did investigate a sexual assault back on May 28th. The case is still pending. They can't say anything about it. We understand that. But it seems that, according to the victim's lawyer, the same suspect is also being investigated for another sexual assault in early October. Now, I don't know if that's a couple weeks ago or if that's a year ago before the assault in May. The article didn't say. It kind of indicated just the way it was worded that I think this was an assault that occurred just a couple weeks ago. So this is something that seriously needs to be dealt with. Reports indicate that the parents are of the girl that was allegedly raped last May are suing the school district for failing to protect their child and for covering up the assault and denying it and trying to cover it up. So pray for our kids. If you're a parent and you are able, is it if you can, and I believe you can, especially with the help of your church, with the help of grandparents, with the help of others around you, homeschool your kids. Get them out of the public school. Get them in a solid Christian school or homeschool them. And you know, I say that as someone who works for the school district. I drive a school bus and I substitute teach. But for Christian parents, the school system is not supporting your values. Indeed, they're contradicting your values. If you are a patriotic American, they're contradicting your values. I still intend to talk about education in depth on one of these mornings, and I should do that next week. I've got a lot of thoughts on it, as I'm sure you can imagine. Well, turning the page to vaccine mandates, they're continuing to be fought against. Lawsuits are starting to be heard in the courts everywhere. I saw a report that a judge in Texas ruled in favor of some employees for United Airlines, I believe, that they are now they're in a fight to trying to get exemptions, and so the judge stayed their terminations until a ruling can be determined on their exemptions before they can be terminated for not getting the vaccine. People are losing their jobs. this is going to end up in the Supreme Court. We're fairly certain of it. Seattle is about to lose about 40% of their police force who are refusing to be vaccinated, and they're going to be terminated. And that's happening in a lot of places. And this is going to be in the air for another full year. This is going to continue to be argued and fought about at least until the 2022 election. And at the 2022 election, if the Democrats maintain power, it's all over. Really, the 2022 election is our last chance that I can see. And again, without a massive movement of the Holy Spirit, which is always possible, and we're praying for that. But the 2022 election is the last chance that I see for us to halt this desperate plunge into socialism. And by 2022, we may already be in a full economic collapse. I think we're about to, we all heard stories from our grandparents about the Great Depression, and I think we're about to experience it. I think it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. It's already, you know, we're seeing empty store shelves. I mean, why is there a huge backlog of cargo ships waiting to be unloaded? I'm hearing that, you know, they're shorthanded on the docks. They don't have the longshoremen to unload the ships. And California has some really weird rules which have banned a lot of different trucks from being able to haul out of the ports. So they've gone after independent owner operators, and they've gone out after anybody with a truck older than 10 years. So that eliminates quite a bit of the trucks that are allowed to go in and out of the port and carry people out. So that's something. So I said, if the Democrats stay in power, it's pretty much over for America as a free country. If and either, you know, I don't know how that will play out. Do we submit to being a police state, or will there be armed rebellion? In either case, it's not going to be good. Americans are a tough and stubborn lot, and I kind of tend to think that if the totalitarian police state stuff continues to be pushed, there will be armed resistance, and you know, maybe that's what's needed. I certainly don't advocate for that, but that may be what God has decreed for us. Now, if the Republicans retake Congress in 2022, then it depends on which Republicans are in charge. Do we have conservative Republicans, or do we have rhinos? If it's the Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan wing, we're in trouble. If it actually is the conservatives that take over, we might have a chance. So continue to pray for that. We've got another election coming up here in a year. It's almost November, so it's just about a year away from that 2022 midterm election. But these vaccine mandates are already hitting federal employees hard. I have a friend who is a federal employee. He posted what I'm about to read to you publicly on Facebook. Now, he posted it publicly. He's a federal employee. I'm sure the government already knows who he is and what he said. They probably would have known who he was and what he said if he'd have said it anonymously, because let's be honest, the NSA is probably going to, they're probably watching just about everybody they can. And with computers, they can watch a lot of us. But I'm going to withhold his name just because. It's rather lengthy. Please stay with me. I think it's very important. This is what he published on Facebook just a few days ago. I quote, "For those of you who are inclined to pray, I have a situation I want to share with you. In a little under 1 month from today, I will be facing disciplinary actions at work, which could lead to my termination. This is because I refused to be vaccinated against COVID. My decision was not made lightly. As my wife and my pastor can attest, I have agonized over what I should do. I have many reasons for my final decision. I have just started my 20th year working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Safety Inspection Service. I love my job. I believe that it's important work. I work at various food processing plants to monitor their compliance with federal food safety regulations. I'm proud of the fact that America has the safest, most wholesome food products in the world. I'm good at my job and have received numerous awards and commendations throughout the years, and not a single negative remark on any of my annual appraisals. I say this not to brag, but to point out that I'm a valuable asset to the government. They have invested a lot into my training and my 19 years of experience. During my time with the USDA FSIS, I have worked through 4 different government shutdowns. Because my job is in food safety, it is considered essential. So I and my coworkers continued to show up for work during these shutdowns, even though we didn't know when we would get paid for doing so. Because my job is essential, I've also continued to work every day throughout the COVID pandemic. A year and a half ago, when the slaughter plants and food processing plants had some of the highest rates of infection, we knew very little about what we were dealing with or how to protect ourselves from it, but we still showed up for work when others got paid to stay in the safety of their homes. And now I'm about to be let go, made not only unemployed, but unemployable by the stroke of a pen. I am more fortunate than many others who find themselves in this situation. I may be able to avoid being fired by applying for early retirement. I'm eligible to retire, although I'm not quite ready to do so. My benefits will not be what they could have been if I'd have waited a year or two. But if it's my only option, then so be it. One of my objections to being vaccinated is religious in nature, and I will be filing for a religious exemption with the government. However, everything that I have read so far indicates that approval of religious exemptions is rare and not likely to happen. I struggle with feeling bitter when I think about the whole situation, and that is the first thing that I would like you to pray about. I don't want to be bitter. I want to be buoyed up by the fact that, one, God is sovereign and in complete control, and two, God loves me and has always provided for the needs of my family and me. I have absolute faith that He will continue to do so. Second, pray for those who are not in a position to retire, who are facing the loss of their jobs, health insurance, savings, and maybe even their homes, simply for following the dictates of their conscience. Lastly, pray for our nation. It is in serious trouble. This is not the America that I grew up loving. It's not the America that our military veterans fought for or the America that so many of them died for. But it can be again. God tells us in His Word that if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Thank you. Unquote. That is what my friend wrote. These issues need to be very much in our thoughts and at the tops of our prayer lists. We are in interesting times, unsettled times, times I never thought I would see. I never thought I would see our culture change this fast. And it is frightening, and it is something that we need to be in prayer about and very concerned with. I think that's about all we need to say there. I could say more, but I probably shouldn't. So we'll hold up there, and we will slip into our Bible reading as we are continuing to read through the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible. We're starting 1 Peter today, and with that lengthy recitation that I just read, I'm only going to read one chapter, and then we'll finish 1 Peter on Monday with chapters 2 and 3. and another sip of coffee, and we will launch into our prayers. O Lord, our governor, whose glory fills all the world, we commend this nation to your merciful care, that we may be guided by your providence and dwell secure in your peace. Grant to the President of the United States and the 50 governors of the 50 states, and to all in authority, wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them continually mindful of their calling to serve this people in reverent obedience to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. 2 Peter chapter 1. Reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. Simeon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received the same kind of faith as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now for this very reason also, having this reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness. And in your godliness, brotherly kindness. And in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in whom these things are not present, that one is blind, being nearsighted, having forgotten the purification from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and choosing sure, for in doing this, you will never stumble. In doing these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them, and have been strengthened in the truth which is present with you. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has indicated to me. And I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure you will be able to call these things to mind. For we did not make known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, following cleverly devised myths, but being eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when we received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance was as this was made by him, made to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance, made from heaven, when we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have as more sure the prophetic word, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. Know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes by one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by the will of man, but men, being moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. This is the word of the Lord. Well, thank you once again for being with me on this Friday morning. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have fun plans ahead of you, and I hope your plans include going to church. If your plans don't include going to church, change those plans now and get set up to go to church on Sunday morning. Again, do the things you ought to do, don't do the things you ought not to do, and whatever you do, do it under the glory of the Lord. God bless and take care. See you on Monday.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.